A. CTS, Chapter 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea, called Cornelius, a centurion of the B.A. N.D., called the Italian band, a devout man, and one who feared God with all his household, who gave many gifts to he people, and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently, about the ninth hour of the day, 3 p.m., an angel of God coming in to him and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and your gifts have come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is staying with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He will tell you what you should do." And when the angel who spoke to Cornelius had departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout Saul, dire of those who waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things to them, he sent them to Joppa in the morning as they went on their journey and drew near to the city. Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, noon, and he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending towards him, as it had been a great sheet held at the four corners and let down to the earth, in which were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and crawling things and birds of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, because I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spoke to him again the second time, "What God has cleansed, that you shall not call common or unclean." This was done three times, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now, while Peter wondered in himself what this vision, which he had seen, meant, the men who were sent from Cornelius had mad inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called, and asked whether Simon, who was surnamed Peter, was staying there. While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Look, three men seek you. Arise, therefore, and get yourself down and go with them, questioning nothing, because I have sent them." Then Peter went down to the men who were sent to him from Cornelius, and said, "Indeed, I am he whom you seek. What is the reason that you have come?" And they said, "Cornelius the centurion, a just man and one who fears God and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for you, to come into his house and to hear words from you." Then he called them in and lodged them. And in the morning Peter went away with them, and certain brothers from Joppa accompanied him. And the morning after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and close friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many who had come together, and he said to that, M, you know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man who is a Jew to keep company or come to one of another nation, but God has shown me that I shall L. D. not call any man common or unclean. Therefore, I came to you without hesitation as soon as I was sent. For I ask therefore for what reason you have sent for me? And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the 3 p.m. I prayed in my house, and a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Company, Cornelius, your prayer is heard, and your gifts are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Therefore send to Joppa and call to hear Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is staying in the house of 1. Simon a tanner by the S.E.A. side, who when he comes, why, L.L. speak to you. Therefore I immediately sent to you, and you have done well that you have come. Now therefore we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded of you by God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Truly, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation those who fear him and work righteousness are accepted by him. The word which go D sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anoint Ed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed, said of the devil, because God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom the Y killed and hung on a tree. God raised him up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen beforehand by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be the judge of the living and dead. To him all the prophets give witness that through his name whoever believes in him shall receive forgiveness of sins. While Peter yet key these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision and who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out on the Gentiles, non-Jews, so, because they heard them speak with other languages and magnify God. Then Peter said, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay certain days.